The Lord bless you, precious YouTube family. It's May the 6th, 2015. And I spent a little time in worship, well, more than a little time, but during worship, the Lord was comforting me over some issues that I had allowed to disturb my peace. And as soon as we were done with that, I asked him, Lord, what would you like to speak about tonight? And he replied, dying to yourself. This is a concept that isn't much thought of these days, and yet, did I not say that unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone? But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. That's in John 12. There is so much for people to do, he continued, but they have encased themselves in their comfort zones. They live where they feel drawn to live. They choose everything to their liking. And this is why so many are lost and lonely, lukewarm, walking down a road with no real destination other than the status quo, living for the pleasures of the flesh. The enemy uses the flesh to encase a soul in their likes and dislikes, where to live, what work to do, how to dress, how to eat, how to be secure. But I say, you must live like the sparrows to be free. Live for the Spirit and follow my will for your life. You have only to look around you and see the frustration and unhappiness of those who live to the comfort of their bodies. Something is dead inside. The spark of life is gone, buried under layer after layer after layer of likes and dislikes according to the flesh. Life is an adventure, full of new experiences when one lives it for me. Gee, Lord, it sounds like you're getting ready to move us. No, not yet. You know the move I have in mind for you. Yes, and I know the struggles I have day after day, and again, especially today over that very event. Yes, you are living for me, Claire. You did not choose where you live. I did, and you obeyed. You've been offered other alternatives, but each time you've chosen what I wanted. This is why you're alive inside. Had you lived for yourself, well, you don't want to know. Nursing home? Perhaps. But most definitely, you would feel lost. My children, when you live to yourself, you frustrate my plan for your life. You limit what I wanted to do with you. The place you live in is extremely important to my agenda for your life. You have no way at all of knowing what a certain move will bring. You only look at the shallow externals, the climate, the job opportunities, your relatives, the culture and the appearance of the place. But I look at it to see if it's fit for you spiritually. Is it the place you need to be in to grow, to reach out to others, to have opportunities to grow spiritually, to touch lives? A place that truly fits my plans for your life. Lord, I know I'm always shocked when people say they're going to live somewhere because they like the climate. I used to do that and I was so lost, but somehow you brought good out of it. Yes, and I can use every circumstance as an opportunity to grow, but I prefer to put you where I know you will mature and advance the quickest. For this to happen, I need you to be detached from your own likes and dislikes. I wanted to share with you all that when we went on our tour bus, I remember with our four children, the Lord had us in Iowa in the dead winter. the absolute dead of winter, 15 below in the middle of Iowa. And then when he moved us on, it was Florida in the worst heat of the summer. Ugh, you surely put our flesh to the test. And this is what I need of my vessels unto honor, flexibility, and a willingness to go where I lead, when I lead. There's so much richness in the life that's lived in the spirit, and so much sediment in a life lived for the flesh. My children, I have such wonderful things for you to do, but your obstinacy in choosing your location ties my hands. There are connections waiting to be made, a broadening of your horizons, a deepening of your understanding. If only you would come under the yoke of obedience. There's no reason why a person has to be tied to a house, a piece of land, a city, a country. The world is an exciting place with many opportunities for those who are willing to live for the Spirit alone and go where I send them. Lord, I know I failed you out of fear of the new indifferent. I still to this day regret not going to youth with a mission in Holland. Yes, but it came around again, didn't it? I did work around with your life, and you are where I want you at present. But so many derail the plans I have for their lives by holding on to the past and what is familiar and comfortable. And then I thought of the scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. But will you trust me?" he added. "Will you acknowledge that I am God and there is none other, that my plans are far superior to your plans? Will you acknowledge that nothing is impossible for me, and that you can trust me with your life?" You must come to terms with these issues if you are to live the fullness of the life I have called you to. Gee, Lord, it sounds like we're going to be around for a long time. This is for those who will come after you, Claire, and for those who are listening now and feel a tug at their hearts to do something totally different with their lives. I have sat here from my perspective in heaven and seen the possibilities for my children on earth. I have seen all the places that would have suited them so perfectly, but these places never even entered their mind, nor did they seek me to find out where I wanted them. I have given you life and strength and a purpose, hope, and the drive to move onward. Please, do not ignore me. Make it your top priority to seek me until you find me and know for sure where I want you. Hold in abeyance all your plans and dreams and seek me until you find me and know without a doubt where I am calling you to go. You will never regret it. Pay attention to that restlessness that doesn't quite feel right with this plan or that plan. That's my spirit intervening and holding you back because I have something better for you with better timing. You see, when you come to serve me, your life is no longer your own. Most people, however, try to run their new life in me on two tracks, what they want and what I want within the context of what they want, rather than totally abandoning their will and their way to me. They compromise and then expect to be happy and fulfilled, but it will never happen until they totally abandon their agenda. Some are still catering to their earthly parents' expectations. Some have their eyes on a career goal and prosperity, and within that context they choose what they think is my will. But they are so far from the truth that they would be shocked if I revealed it to them. Yet I know the course they are holding on to for dear life will lead them into mediocrity and unhappiness. I can only wait until they discover that's not what they wanted after all. And sadly, by then, more than half of their life is spent, and sickness has found its way into their bodies. I am just saying this for your own good, children. Choose me and my will with uncompromising faith and clarity. Seek me and wait on me. Lay down your agendas. Let your earthly parents lead their own lives, but you follow me. Many are confused about what it means to honor and obey your mother and father. It does not mean to let them take my place in your life and let them dictate what your life should be. Honor them in their old age. Help as you can. Celebrate their birthdays with them. Treat them with respect, in reverence, in all your dealings. But never give them the helm. This is meant for me and me alone. Is it not written, anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me? Then the Lord quickened the church of Laodicea to me. This was the lukewarm church, and I believe the church that lived by their comforts and the status quo until the interior fire in their souls just fizzled out. So I quoted that scripture, and the Lord picked up afterwards, but the scripture says, you say I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I advise you to buy from me gold refined by the fire so that you may become rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourself, and that the shame of your nakedness will not be revealed. An eye salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. Therefore be zealous and live your life for me and me alone. And the Lord finished with, I bless you now with the courage to deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow me.